This is the Sakar Merli of the 30th of May, 2026. Essence. Sweet children, use everything you have in a worthwhile way for God's service and thereby create your future, because death is over your heads. Question. Even though you children listen to this knowledge, why are some of you not able to imbibe it? Answer. Because you don't know how to churn the ocean of this knowledge. Your intellects are dangling in yoga with bodies and bodily relations. Only when attachment is removed from your intellects are you able to imbibe something. Attachment is such that it makes you absolutely like a monkey. This is why the Father reminds you of your first promise. Forget your body and all bodily relations and remember me alone. Song. No one is unique like the innocent Lord. Om Shanti. The Father sits here and explains, and you children clearly understand that only the unlimited Father is called the one who reforms that which has been spoilt. Sri Krishna cannot reform that which has been spoilt. Shiva, not Sri Krishna, is the God of the Gita. Shiv Baba is the creator, and Sri Krishna is the creation. Only the creator of heaven can be the one who gives you your inheritance of heaven. This is the biggest, the main mistake made in Bharat. No one would call Sri Krishna Baba. It is only from Baba that the inheritance is received, and only Bharat receive it. Only in Bharat are Prince Sri Krishna and Princess Radha remembered. The praise is only of the one highest on high Father. Sri Krishna is the highest on high creation, the master of the world. That is called the Sun Dynasty, the Deity Dynasty. The Gita is the scripture of the original eternal deity religion. No one is given this knowledge in the Golden Age. The Father only speaks it at the Confluence Age. This has to be proved first with the pictures. There are the images of both. The God of the Gita is this creator who is free from rebirth. It is not Sri Krishna, the creation. You know that Shiv Baba makes you become like a diamond. It is also remembered. There are those who are as worthless as shells, and those who are as valuable as diamonds. It should remain in the intellects of you children that the Father's direction is, remember me and the inheritance. He is the unlimited Father. Although Krishna does become the king of the world, he is a master of the limited. Shiv Baba is not a king. There is, in fact, a lot of praise of the Gita. Along with that, there is also the praise of Bharat. Bharat is the great pilgrimage place for all religions. It is just because Krishna's name was inserted that its importance has been lost. It is because of this that Bharat has become as worthless as a shell. It is according to the drama, but you have to be cautioned. The Father explains very well. He tells you deep things every day. And so you have to change the old pictures and create new ones. This will continue until the end. You children must keep it in your intellects very clearly that Shiv Baba is giving you your inheritance. He says, constantly remember me alone and your sins will be absolved. Your sins cannot be absolved by remembering Krishna. He is not the Almighty Authority. Only the Father is the Almighty Authority, and only He gives you your inheritance. People continue to remember Sri Krishna. For instance, you might think that Sri Krishna said this, and that he also said, forget all the relations of your bodies and constantly remember me alone. A soul would remember his father. Krishna is not the father of all souls. All of these things have to be churned and imbibed by your intellects. Some are unable to imbibe them because they are trapped in attachment. You have been singing, we will break away from everyone else and connect ourselves only to you. Mine is one and none other. However, attachment is such that it makes you totally like a monkey. A monkey has a lot of attachment and greed. It is also explained to wealthy people. Death is just ahead. Use everything you have for God's service and create your future. However, they continue to dangle after everything like monkeys and don't let go of anything. The Father says, remove your intellect yoga from your bodies and all bodily relations. Follow the Father's Srimat. They say, this wealth, these children, etc., have all been given by God. He himself has now come and says, all of your wealth and property, etc., are to finish. Some people's wealth will remain buried underground. There will be earthquakes, and everything will be destroyed. When an aeroplane crashes, or if there is a fire somewhere, thieves rush there before the police arrive. The father explains, children, remove your attachment from bodily beings. Become a conqueror of attachment. Body consciousness is the number one enemy. Deities are soul conscious. When you become body conscious, you get trapped in the vices. You have been body conscious for half a cycle. You now have to practice being soul conscious. Human beings neither know these things at all, nor do they know God. They neither know souls nor the Supreme Soul. No one knows how many births souls take, how they play their parts, or how they are actors. This is why they are called orphans. They say that souls merge into the light. However, souls are imperishable. A part of 84 births is recorded in the soul. They say that a soul is a star, and yet they don't understand. They say that each soul is the Supreme Soul. They don't know the Father at all. They say of souls that a wonderful star sparkles in the center of the forehead. They don't say anything about God. He is called the Supreme Soul, and he resides in the Supreme Region. He is a point. He is free from rebirth, whereas souls have to take rebirth. It is said of God, he is the ocean of knowledge, the ocean of bliss, and the ocean of purity. Who gave the deities their inheritance? The Father. No one at present is full of all virtues or 16 celestial degrees full, like the deities were. No one knows how they received their inheritance. Only the Father comes and explains to you. Only he is called the ocean of knowledge. He comes and gives you this knowledge at this time, and then that disappears. Then there is devotion. That cannot be called knowledge. Salvation is received through this knowledge. Only when there is degradation can the bestower of salvation for all, the ocean of knowledge, come. Only the Father comes and bathes you in this knowledge. There cannot be salvation by any bathing in water. Even these small matters have to be imbibed. The main thing is that the good pictures should be made so large so that people can understand them fully. The writing on them needs to be very clear. Let this remain in the intellects of those who create the pictures. Invite anyone to come and take the introduction of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, and claim his or her inheritance for the future 21 births from the Father. Brothers and sisters, come and understand how you can receive the happiness of unlimited sovereignty from the Father from beyond. Learn here how to claim your inheritance from the unlimited Father. There is no question of being afraid about this. People continue to call out, "O Purifier, come!" The Father also says, "Lust is the greatest enemy. If you want to go to that pure world, you definitely do have to become pure. Those who were born through vice are called impure. There is no poison in the golden and silver ages. That is called a completely viceless world. There is no vice there at all. So why do you ask how children are born there? Just become viceless. Children will take birth there as they are meant to. Why do you even ask about it? Simply remember the Father, and your sins of many births will be absolved. This is a world of impure souls, and that is a world of pure and charitable souls. Make this sit in your intellects very well. God comes and gives you the fruit of your devotion. Only the Father grants everyone salvation and makes them into the masters of the world. The Father says, "Now become pure and constantly remember me alone." This is a great mantra. You will definitely receive the inheritance from the Father. The Father says, "Remember me alone, and you will become Satyapratan." You have to explain the picture of the ladder. Day by day, everything continues to improve. Write very clearly on this. The establishment of the original eternal deity religion through Brahma. When the original eternal deity religion existed, there were no other religions. Only those who become pure will go to that pure world. The more you fill yourselves with power, the earlier you will go to that pure world. Not everyone will come down together. You know that there will be very few deities in the golden and silver ages, and that the population will then grow. There will be many subjects. Those who explain have to be very good. Tell them, come and claim your inheritance from the unlimited Father, the one to whom you have been calling, O Baba. In fact, his name is Shiva. When you say God, Ishwar or Prabhu, you don't understand that he is your Father and that you receive your inheritance from him. By saying Shiv Baba, you remember the inheritance. People say to him, salutations to the Supreme Soul, Shiva. Tell us the name of the Supreme Soul. There cannot be anyone beyond name and form. His name is Shiva. You mustn't just say salutations to Shiva. Say salutations to the Supreme Soul, Shiva. Each word has to be explained very clearly. There is not the pleasure of the relationship of the Father when you say salutations to Shiva. People have given themselves all these names. You know that a human being cannot be called God. Brahma, Vishnu and Shankar are all called deities. Only the Father, the Creator, is the incorporeal one. Just as a physical father creates children and gives them an inheritance, in the same way, the unlimited Father gives you your inheritance. He makes Bharat into the master of the world. The purifier of the whole world is only the one Father. None of them know that the founders of their religions are also impure and in the graveyard. It is now the time of settlement for everyone. Only the Father comes and uplifts them. Kuda, God, only comes at the time of settlement. Only he is the ocean of knowledge. It is written, the children of the ocean were completely burnt. That is, they became ugly and iron-aged by sitting on the pyre of lust. So how can they become beautiful again? The Father says, by staying on the pilgrimage of remembrance. By using the word yoga, people get confused. The Father says, remember me, so that your final thoughts lead you to your destination. He explains so clearly. In spite of that, why do these things not sit in your intellects? It is because there is a lot of body consciousness that no one is able to imbibe this. The Father shows you a very good method. What did the unlimited Father, whom everybody remembers, do when he came here? He made Bharat into heaven. You have been receiving unlimited inheritances for birth after birth. Now claim your unlimited inheritance from the unlimited Father for 21 births. Deities used to rule in the golden and silver ages. There was the Sun Dynasty, then the Moon Dynasty, then the Merchant Dynasty, and then the Shudra Dynasty. When you write these words, it becomes clear that they are the ones who take rebirth and enter different clans. The Father explains to everyone, but because you are sitting here personally, face to face, you become very happy. If it is not in the fortune of some, they don't do any service. When they do service, their names will be glorified. It would be said, the daughters of Baba are so clever. They do everything. They even give us the inheritance of the sovereignty of heaven. They even give us these goods. The pictures are like a mirror in front of the blind. There is no question of magic, etc. in this. Purity is the main thing. You understand that this is your last birth. If you want to go to heaven, you definitely do have to become pure. Destruction is just ahead. You definitely have to become pure. Sannyasis renounce their homes and families in order to become pure. The father says, destruction is just ahead of you. Remember me and your boat will go across. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children. And the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. Use everything you have in a worthwhile way before destruction takes place. This is the time of settlement. Therefore, you must definitely become pure. 2. Remove your attachment from bodily beings and become a conqueror of attachment. Conquer body consciousness, the number one enemy. Break away from everyone else and connect your intellect in yoga with the Father. Blessing. May you use the mantra of remembrance to achieve imperishable success in your thoughts and actions and become an embodiment of success. You children are messengers of the Almighty Government, therefore do not allow your mind to be disturbed while discussing anything with anyone. Use the mantra of remembrance. When someone is not able to be controlled by words or other methods, they use magic mantras. You have the eyes of soul conscious vision and the mantra of man above, with which you can make your thoughts practical and become an embodiment of success. Slogan. Instead of being action conscious, become soul conscious. Aviat signal. Constantly experience an unshakable, immovable and constant stage. Being constant does not mean that the speed of your efforts is constantly the same. Constant means constantly to experience the flying stage. Let the imperishable string of all relationships be constantly connected to the One. One Father and none other. Have this determined thought, and let not a single relationship be missing. When the string of all relationships is tied to the One, you will then have a naturally constant stage. Om Shanti.